Welcome to Party of Four with David Denine Porter. Party of Four is a podcast where comedians play a stupid role-playing game. Before the game begins, each player receives an envelope in which is a sort of get-out-of-jail-free card they can use whenever they're in serious danger.
Welcome to Party of Four podcast. It is a podcast written for you by the minds of six of Korea's best absurdists. Over here to my left, it's actually Becky Johnson.
Hi, fans. If you're my fan, tweet a photo of your arm to me, please.
Over here, we have Devin McKenzie.
Hi, my name is Devin McKenzie.
Yes. Across from him, we have Terminator T, Tom Hill.
Hello, my legal name is Terminator T.
Next to T, we have Kayla Lorette.
Hi, David.
Hi, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me at your house.
Again. What is it, the fourth time?
Yeah, now it's the morning.
Oh, yes. Just for everyone tuning in, we've decided to record this one early in the morning. But we're drunk already, so it's fine.
Help.
Help, we don't know how to get out of David's apartment. We keep recording podcasts.
Very drunk.
As everyone knows who's listening to this podcast, and for those of you who are just tuning in because you love Hip Bang or Becky or Kayla, and you just want to see what they're up to.
The Sufferettes.
This is a role-playing podcast, and everyone on the podcast plays a character, and the character specifically may not be themselves. All right.
Hot start.
we have some dense traffic on the DVP this morning.
There's a whale on Bloor. No one knows how to get around it. And the whale keeps moving. Becky introduced us to you. Introduce this stuff. Go for it.
Okay, I'm actually bringing back a character. Her name is Tabitha Softpaws. She is half witch, half ghost, half cat. Yes, that is three halves. Her strengths include spells, plant identification, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
very excited. She can hover, float, and like kind of fly, but only... she can fly, I guess. She
she can hover and float, but not control her movement in the air.
I was going to say, I guess she can't fly on a diagonal. She goes up and then forward.
Oh.
So it's more of a float.
So she reaches a level and then can...
Like she's like Princess in Mario 2.
Yes, it's mostly skirt.
Very driving. Nice reference.
I don't get it, but I trust you all.
Yeah.
She's also good at catching mice.
Oh.
Taking naps. And being a little bit see-through. Mm. Her weaknesses include bowls of milk. She hates being wet, both as a witch and as a cat. Exorcisms, very difficult for her to deal with. Doesn't like dogs. Doesn't like being burnt, although I guess that goes for a lot of people. And she tends towards emotionality.
Okay.
She can get very emotional. Thanks for making
this isn't that far from you in real life.
I'm not see-through and I can't fly, but I wish I had both those things.
But that's, yeah.
That's pretty much the only difference.
You're right. I cast great spells and I am good at plant identification.
You hate being wet.
Why I'm always, my hair is so dirty right now, guys.
Why don't you have a dry shower?
I do dry showers.
Corn
tortillas?
I have some frozen corn in the freezer you can dump on your head.
That absorbs it.
Yes.
That'll absorb all the sorrow.
Great character, Becky.
Let's go to Devin McKenzie before we hear all about your great character then.
I'm Daryl Hooterooney.
Okay.
So the idea behind this is I'm like a middle class dude. I'm human. I'm 45 years old. I'm single. I'm not a dad or anything. And I am a Subaru Forester enthusiast.
I drive an Outback in real life.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Cool. I drive a Subaru Forester, so I'm really going with what I know great. Right now. So I'm 5'9", kind of receding hairline, small glasses with a rotund face. And I'm just never seen away from my 98 Subaru Forester. I'm either driving it, fixing it up, or just admiring it.
Great.
I'm very active on the forums. Really very keen on my Subaru Forester. I'm a happy man. And maybe I dip into some weird sexual feelings towards the car, but nothing too intense. I don't want this to be gross or anything. And I guess my strengths and powers are I can convince people to buy Subarus. Right. I can give very fun, fast rides to about four people. And there's a bike rack on the back, so we can bring upwards of three bikes. The seats fold down in the back for lots of room.
So your powers are just a Subaru that you have.
It's a 98 Subaru Forester.
It has a lot of room.
Mine's a 97 Outback. Oh, and the Forester is just like the SUV version of the Outback, right?
Yeah, but it's such a beautiful
so
car
much more
because
than
it's
that.
Not quite an like it's like the size of a wagon. My weaknesses are I can't be convinced to get a newer car. I'm totally committed, and just an overall social awkwardness, generally because of my addiction to my car.
Great.
So that's my character, Daryl Hootaroony.
Hootaroony.
Notably spells Daryl with one R.
Okay.
Mm. Oh, like Daryl.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Remember Daryl? I love Daryl.
Is that Mark McKinney?
Yeah.
Let's give him a shout out.
Shout out to Mark McKinney.
Mark McKinney, if you're listening to this, hey, guy.
Yeah, big fans of Daryl.
How does shout out work?
Well, we say this and then we say on Twitter, listen to this, please, Mark McKinney.
You should be on this. In fact, I would kill to have him and Brent Butt on the same episode.
Well, let's get on Twitter and see if we can make this happen.
But where does Brent Butt live?
On the moon.
Oh, on the moon.
He's done very well for himself.
He only comes down on Valentine's Day to distribute leaflets.
It's my birthday. There's a little tidbit for my fans.
That's really funny. Oh, it is Valentine's Day or today?
Valentine's Day is my birthday.
My mother's birthday was 2 days ago.
What a coincidence.
So birthdays are in the air today. All right. Mr. T, your character is this one.
Okay, friends. My character is called Bogdan Shelf. I am primarily an ombudsman. So that means...
Primarily.
Primarily, that's my deal. My brief physical description is from Wikipedia. An ombudsman... or public advocate, is an individual appointed by a government, business, or person who is invested with a significant degree of independence and who is charged with representing the interests of the public by investigating and addressing complaints of maladministration or a violation of rights. Just keeping people in line in general.
So wait, are people at home writing this down as you say this?
Yes, in real time.
Okay.
I elected to be held back from graduating from a master's in administrative ethics because the professor revealed her middle name to me, which was too much for me. My strengths are comfortable receiving well-expressed complaints about systems and bureaucracies or their idiosyncrasies. So
that's going to be very helpful.
Yeah. Weaknesses. Making a complaint to an ombudsman is usually free of charge. Also, I'm uncomfortable with unchecked authority. Upset by misspelling or mispronouncing my first or last name. Note that shelf is spelled C-H-E-L-F. Also,
can I also point out that you spelled mispronouncing?
Are you challenging my authority? I'm allergic to complaints or blame statements that do not represent the importance of bureaucratic procedure. So complaints have to come in a specific way. Also note, I love the word ombudsman.
Mm. Great.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great word.
Bogdan Shelf.
You also just pronounced the word respect as represent. Just wanted to point that out.
while reading it. Yeah.
We are hammered in the morning.
Hammered in the morning would be a good morning
hammered
show.
Hammered in the morning.
Welcome to Hammered in the
Morning. We've been up for 2 hours and we're wasted.
I want to buy a dog.
Hammered in the morning.
Good night.
Kayla,
Yeah.
Lorat.
Yes. Okay. Okay, my character for today.
Do your dirty
business. Name is his name is Captain Cody McTyler. He is a teen, and he's the captain of a pretty cool ship, the Macklemore. His appearance, California good looks. He's got eyes as blue as the sea. He has pretty developed muscles for his age and a dreamy scar above his left eyebrow.
Like me.
Yeah. Yes. His hair always seems to be falling over his face and he has to brush it back with his hands. Some people say that this is also pretty dreamy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Cody is the captain of the Macklemore. He's been exploring the seas with his crew of less attractive teen boys. He's looking for
like
freedom,
me.
Like you. Freedom, like just a kind of a cool time, but mostly he's looking for the fountain of youth. Cody respects and misses his parents who are alive and they're just at home doing their jobs. Strengths for Cody are swordplay, California good looks, the ability to get a party going. He can also summon teen girls who will come hang out and look around. Weakness is his aging. He can feel his teen years coming to an end and he can sense that's going to be his downfall. He's also very, very bad at reading aloud. So if you don't get him to read out loud, he gets embarrassed and he's not good at it.
Don't give him tough words like respect.
He'll fall apart.
Just so represent.
That's Captain Cody McTyler.
We also seem to have two vehicles at our disposal right now. We got the Forester and we've got the Macklemore.
And the Macklemore is what kind of ship?
It's a wooden one.
Schooner?
It's a wooden kind of thing you'd find on a coin.
Well, the kind you find on a coin, for American listeners, we have a ship on a coin, just so you know.
Yeah,
we
but
have,
in his world, it's a different coin.
We have a really famous boat.
On our coin.
On our 10-cent piece. Because that's all we have in Canada is like a
Blue
bird, a donkey, or whatever's on the quarter.
Yeah, it's a donkey.
Donkey with massive antlers.
What is it?
Righteous donkey.
I believe it's a caribou.
It's a caribou?
Yeah.
Okay, this is where I insert the adventure begins sting.
The adventure begins.
You are on the Macklemore, the bridge of this wonderful ship owned by this cool dude named Cody. You guys are all hanging out on deck, just laughing.
Does anyone want a pop, or I kind of got a soda stream on the counter?
Oh, I'd love a ginger ale.
No moisture for me, thanks.
That's fine. I brought enough water for the entire trip for myself, thank you.
All right, cool.
When what should appear overhead but a bird?
Oh, look at that. Would you look at that beauty?
God, I hope it doesn't shit on my car.
Here's your ginger ale.
Thank you.
Zoom! Yeah, up in the air, biting it.
Oh, God. The bird starts freaking out and making horrible loud noises, and a whole flock of other birds start to show up. In fact, the sky becomes dark with the number of birds. Birds of all species surround the ship, spiraling around and around, making the sea turn into a swirling storm, and the ship begins to sink.
Uh-oh, guys. Oh, my God. Sorry. Oh,
bird hurricane.
Listen, I gotta get the other... Trevor! Dean! Elliot!
Yeah?
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 Listen, bring the ropes up and get the strings out. I need you to bring the fabric down to the main part.
I'll get the strings. I'll get the main part.
Great, we gotta get this thing stabilized.
Let's make sure we save one person of each race and gender.
Well, that would be all of us then.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Before you have a chance to really save anybody, the ship begins to go down and you are left floating in the ocean all by yourselves. The sea...
I hate being wet!
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm melting!
But, roll.
I...
Oh. Eight.
10. So you melt. You full on melt.
Why didn't I just float out of this?
You stain the clothes of everyone else so that you're spread out on the bodies of all the other three people.
Dear God.
It's all right, Tabitha. You're all over my tight sweater.
Okay.
I just want to point out that my Subaru Forester is floating beside us.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Should we all get in the Subaru?
Let's get in my Subaru Forester.
Seems like the natural idea. Each one roll individually.
One.
You, all right. You're fucked. Yeah.
You? Daryl goes down quick.
Oh, Tabitha's already goo.
Zero.
Oh,
is that
ten.
A zero?
Yeah, but it's a ten.
Ah-ha-ha!
Okay. Oh, wow. Fantastic. Because I rolled two tens. You, 10 and 1. That's the biggest conceivable difference. You not only don't get into the Subaru, but the Subaru wakes up and realizes it's a Subaru. It transforms itself into a Toyota.
No! What kind of Toyota?
You're a monster.
A Toyota hashbag? I don't know anything
about like
hashbag.
Like a Yaris?
A new kind of Toyota called
a hashbag.
Which is
hashbag.
Actually just a bunch of it's a hatchback kind of car, but it has just like a metal grate as its hatchback, and you have to shove things through the holes to get them in. So you can pretty much only store fluids and
this
goose.
Is great for Tabitha.
So the bag is just full of fluid and goo. You successfully get into the Toyota hatchback.
Well, I do need to stay at arm's length.
And you also fail to get into the Toyota hatchback, but you at least cling to its metal grate. You, on the other hand, are underneath it as it begins to sink.
In the water. You're in trouble.
Fortunately, from underneath the ocean blue arise two leviathans. That's right. Two vast whales raise themselves up underneath you and raise you onto their backs.
So I'm just getting crushed under
between
the car
a car and a whale. But there's a little space between. Yeah. They don't just scrape on the ground.
They probably saw.
And I'm in Cody's sweater.
And you're in all their sweaters.
Oh.
Yeah. Or their clothes, whatever they're chosen to wear.
That was my sweater.
The whales breach and begin talking to you.
Whoa.
Travelers 3 and car.
I'm here too. I'm just in everyone's sweaters.
Well, Travelers 3 and car, we have saved you from the bird army for a very specific purpose.
Thank God.
Can you guess what it might be?
I told you not to make them guess, Carl.
I want to see if they can figure it out, to see how smart they are. All right, guess.
Some kind of mission.
A murder?
Oh, I like where she's going with this.
You'd like us to review a certain set of policies? Seafaring policies, perhaps? Some of them need reviewing.
Thoughts?
I'm assuming these whales want us to exchange this Toyota for a Subaru?
Assuming or hoping?
Hoping, really hoping, really hard.
You were all right, in a way. You see, the birds have proposed several reforms to the whale way of life. They've introduced a number of bills in the animal parliament, and it's changed our entire corporate structure. As a result, we are unable to exchange cars anymore or find food, so we have to murder the king of the birds.
Well, where would we find him? Some kind of bird palace?
How would I know? If I could do it, I would have done it years ago. Carl, just tell them where the Bird King is. We don't need the dramatics. All right. He's in North Shoresburg. He just lives in a town.
North Shoresburg. I've heard of it. It's got a pretty sweet scene.
Yeah, I've totally ripped around there in my Forester. All-wheel drive, sticking the ground real nice. Real curvy.
Sounds very cool. What is a Forester precisely?
It's an SUV. It's a Subaru SUV.
A sub-under vehicle? I'm not a land thing, so...
No, Subaru is a Japanese car company.
Oh, Japan.
Yeah, although it often gets confused.
Our greatest enemy.
Wow. I thought Subarus were just made by lesbians. Or is it just lesbians like to drive them? Everyone thinks I'm a lesbian now that I own one.
Listen, we'll go kill the Bird King. If you can promise that you'll take care of the dead bodies of all the men that were on my ship.
Boys, they were just boys.
Boys, you say? Carl, you knew they were boys. I don't know why you're playing at all this shit. All right, the truth is they're not dead, but we won't release them to you unless we see proof of the Bird King's dead body within, let's say, 50 minutes.
Oh, you don't have to convince me to kill a king. Monarchies are full of major decision-making errors. And biases and what's it called when you prefer your friends or your family?
Nepotism from the Latin for nephew.
Ugh. Makes my blood turn equally parts black and white.
That's very funny. We shall now show you the direction of the shore and swim you there. And the whales very kindly swim you all the way to the shore. After a brief barbecue, they put the toy
on. Hey, everyone,
let's
eat all this dulse I found in the ocean. It's a kind of seaweed. I'm good at identifying plants.
Oh, we just call it fartweed.
wicked.
Boy, you're cool. I like this one. You other three are nerds.
Oh, man, cool.
You know, if you really want to hang with the cool kids, it's pretty neat under the waves.
Yeah, man, give me like a bubble to live in and I'd be down there in 2 seconds.
You know, if you really want
to... Yeah, I wish. Oh,
sex, he said yeah. It.
Anyway, right. Thanks so much for this sweet barbecue.
Yeah, dude. Matt, I say dude now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm trying it out.
It really suits you.
It doesn't suit you, Carl. Can you please get these people on the way? All right, Garn. The other whale name is Garn. All right, now that you're well-fed and well-stocked and we've dried out this cat ghost and she's become one again.
Ugh, gosh, what a ride.
Why don't you please kill the Bird King?
All right, let's head into town.
I'm not getting in this car. I don't like it.
Listen, Daryl, we got no choice.
Come
I know
on,
you're embarrassed.
Daryl.
Ugh, God, what it... all right, fine, but I'm driving.
Mm. All right.
Okay.
Well, I won't be driving. I'll be keeping a safe distance from all the decisions.
I was thinking I would just float on top as sort of a lookout and guide us towards North Shoresburg.
Hey, that's pretty awesome.
Thanks.
Well, as boring as this conversation is, we're out of here. Later, guys.
Bye.
Whales take off. And washing ashore are... four weapons, let's say, one for each of you, that the whales have left behind. Tabitha Softpaws.
Yes. I got a stick.
That's true. You got a piece of driftwood with
love
initials
it.
Carved in it. JMT. Daryl, you get a truss.
A truss. I know what that is.
Do you?
Yeah. It's where two joints come together.
It's a joint.
That's called a joint. A truss is a kind of like thing that men wear after they have hernias in their testicles to prevent further further hernias.
Like they like at Home Depot?
Yes.
Home Depot.
Like, they get them like, at Home Depot?
I don't know.
Those guys are always wearing those weird harnesses.
Yeah.
Those are for their lumbars?
No, those...
their bumbars?
Bumbars.
Those are to... whatever. I'm not going to talk about
it. So this is like
intra-abdominal
like a
pressure.
Tight cummerbund?
Yeah, and it goes also around into your thighs to sort of like keep your
just
testicles...
keeps your entire bottom
it sounds
intact.
Like Spanx.
It's sort of like Spanx, but with a...
with like a testicle receptacle.
With a testicular sort of focus.
So great weapon.
Wow, that's amazing.
Essentially, you can lift heavy things without your intestines shooting into your scrotum, is the point.
Well, that's great.
What
feeling
a gift.
Pretty good about this now.
My weapon is like a mace, but instead of the ball on the end of the mace, it's a series of tiny justices, like the scales, but they're sharpened. So it's like a spinning, like a...
That's amazing.
It's like a justice whip.
Looks like
slicer.
It, yeah, that's cool.
Imagine it's just like an amazing death mace of justice.
Oh, yours is so ornate.
How come you got to choose yours and I was put in a truss?
I got to choose mine too.
Yeah.
I'm going to see what mine is.
You're just speaking way too quickly for me to pick them up. So why don't
just
I just
speak faster, Hooter-Rooney?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Yours is a satchel, and on the inside of the satchel are forks.
Listen, if I could get some time to bend these, we could sell them as bracelets.
And you can also add one other item to the satchel of your own creation.
I think if I could add anything to this satchel, I'd probably add this picture of my mom.
Which was in there to begin with. How did the whales know? All right, so you're on the shore, you have all your shit, and inland you see smoke rising from many buildings as a walled town... is apparent over yonder on the hills.
Well, let's get in that hash bag. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Daryl, are you going to drive us in?
Yeah, I'm driving right now. We're in it.
Roll. Here we go for a roll.
Eight.
I got another 10.
Jesus Christ.
You put your foot down.
Daryl's having a hard adventure.
you put your foot down on the gas pedal and it just pushes straight through the ground. The bottom falls out of the Toyota.
I shouldn't have been wearing this truss. It's made my body so powerful.
The steering wheel comes off in your hands and the walls of the car fall to the side like an old-timey movie where the house collapses and the guy is in the window when it falls.
Buster Keaton?
Dear God.
Daryl, yeah. Your car fell apart. Why do you choose such terrible cars?
Why do you drive this car? It's not well made.
It's typical for a Toyota, you guys. Let's get my Forester back and get this on track.
You think it's typical for a Toyota? You look at the ground and a turtle looks up at you very angry. He has a Toyota insignia on his shell, which is chrome.
Oh my God, it's...
Are you a hermit turtle?
No, I'm Toyota Tom.
Nice to meet you. Are you heading into the main town?
Are you helpful or just a distraction?
I am helpful, but now I'm so mad that I don't want to be helpful. I want to become a nuisance that bothers you for an hour.
Oh, no. Oh, well, boy. You better come along then.
Get on my shell. I'm big enough for any two of you.
Well, I can float, so I don't need to. I'll just float on over.
I've got a lot of basic skills in skateboarding. I feel like I could use them as that.
Daryl, do you want to get on this little
Toyota? I just feel like everything I touch turns to dust or gets destroyed. So maybe you should take it, Bogdan.
It's Bogdan.
Are you sure it's not Bodan? Is the G pronounced?
What the hell is going on? It's Bogdan.
So you're Romanian then?
I have Romanian roots. Yes, thank you for asking.
Yeah. I am also from Jandabar's land, as we call Romania, those of us who are from it.
Hey, turtle man.
Oh.
Do you know anything about a bird king?
Oh, yes. Yes, the bird king is quite a villain. They say he changes rules willy-nilly to favor his most close family members.
Oh, no.
Well, me and my best friends are here to kill him.
Oh.
I'd like to point out that I'm not your murderers. Friend. I'm an independent observer of you as a person.
You kill me.
Four friends and an ombudsman. Let's go, old friends. The turtle begins walking incredibly slowly, as it is a turtle and not a tortoise, right? So it's just...
I think they're all slow.
Flippers are just smushing around in the sand, basically. It's more like burying whatever's behind it more than moving forward. Almost there! I can see it getting closer!
This isn't going very well. Look, I'm going to make up some sort of potion to make this guy go faster.
That's great. Thanks, Tabitha.
Just use some of this salal. And a bit of arbutus bark. I got it too. And some coriander for pep.
You splash the tincture onto the turtle's back, mm-hmm. and the chrome turns to valuable gold, and the tortoise gold wraps around the feet of the two people standing on its back. My gold shell grows, and now I can consume these two and get even more gold.
Oh,
you
no.
failed, by the way. I scored higher. No.
Tabitha, why would you do that?
It wasn't on purpose.
The gold creeps up both of your legs. It's warm.
This reflects very poorly on me.
Bogdan, it was my fault. I'm sorry. I must still have some seawater between my ears.
You crazy witch.
The gold specifically goes up. The ombudsperson, and not just any gold. It is gold that forces people to take sides in disputes.
Ah! My very core! Ah! I can feel myself losing my sense of independence. I prefer my mom. I let's give all the money to my dad. He needs it, and I'm going to sell this gold, and I quit my job.
No!
No!
No, stop talking that way!
Let's abolish the board of directors.
No!
No, you're crazy.
No.
Stop!
Listen, you got to help yourself. You got to get out of this.
I'm going to go support the monarchy. Let's give... Oh, no.
What do you...
Envelope open.
You just go deaf.
Oh, there we
minutes.
Go.
I love this.
When a player just goes deaf, they must listen to music in their earphones, as well as having industrial-grade, over-the-ear, silencing earmuffs placed on top of their earphones. They must then interact with the characters without being able to hear anything that's happening.
I feel really responsible. Let's try to break these guys off. I'm really sorry, Bogdan. I'm really sorry, Hootaroonie.
That's all right.
Look, I'm going to take this driftwood that says JMT on it, and we're going to knock it around your feet for a bit and see if that helps. All right.
I can lift really heavy things, so...
The gold's on my knees.
I got a 6.
I got a 2. You successfully break one of the two of them free. Pick.
Well, I choose Bogdan because it's already gotten to his knees.
All right, Bogdan is free.
No way. I... Fuck.
He doesn't seem to be very thankful about any of
this. I think it's because he gave up all his core values. He's suffering.
He is having a hard time.
He's weirdly looking down now instead of up.
Bogdan, are you all right?
I think we should get rid of checks and balances.
Bogdan, look at me.
Oh, I've lost one of my back people. I guess I'll give up the other one and return back into the ocean. So long and good luck.
I'm okay. We gotta get to this town. We gotta kill this bird. Things are messed up here.
Next stop, North Shoresburg.
A taxi cab goes by.
Anyone need a ride?
Hey, we do.
We love a ride. We love a ride.
I will begrudgingly accept a ride.
How about you?
I can tell by your body language that you're making a decision without me, and I hate that.
We just gotta get him in the car. Maybe there'll be something in the town that'll re-inspire him.
Come on, get in.
Come on.
But my feet are stuck to this turtle.
He's stuck in the past.
They're not. Something's wrong. How does he not know what's happening?
He's been clouded somehow. He is blinded. Like,
it seems like the work of a witch, but I swear it wasn't me.
Are you getting on board or not?
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Let's get in this cab.
Do you take forks?
Yeah, exclusively.
Perfect. That's awesome. I'll sit in the front. Can I move this?
Yeah, you can move it.
What is that you just moved? That's a cool sculpture.
Yeah, what is this?
Oh, that? It's an idol. It does something, but I won't say what. So let's drive on. You get inside the carriage, and inside the main body of the carriage, there are just comfortable seats, and the guy sits on the front, and he whips the horse with a little whip, and he whips the donkey that is in front of the horse with a much bigger whip.
Is it a donkey or a caribou?
Is it a caribou?
Does it have antlers?
I don't know what the difference is, but he's whipping
between
it
a donkey
and telling
a huge difference. That's a big difference.
Fuck you, donkey, he keeps saying as he whips the donkey raw.
As he whips the caribou.
What? It's a donkey.
We've arrived.
Guys, I got some huckleberries on the trip. I found them in the woods. Would you like some?
Just put them in my satchel for now, Tabitha. I think maybe you should calm down.
Can I have some?
Okay.
This is an... thank you. This idol is always traded for berries, and now that I'm free of it, I couldn't be happier. It makes flying things flightless, vulnerable, and one of their feathers always falls off, and it can... So that happens. It's bad for the thing.
Oh, this is about the birds,
not
me.
That's about the bird, not Tabitha. She can fly.
Oh, it only affects birds and things that can fly in curves.
Perfect.
I can. I mostly just float. I go up and then forward.
Tabitha, sorry I was mean about those berries for a second.
It's okay, I understand. Sometimes I can be a bit too much.
It's okay.
I'd like to submit a formal complaint about the dice rolling situation.
Yes, what is it?
I don't think we should be rolling dice.
Why is that? Why?
That's all I have for you.
Well, due to the dice, you have a very negative reaction to the huckleberries. You develop a rash all over your eyes, and you start vomiting, but your mouth stays closed, so you just only vomit out of your nose.
Who does? Everyone?
No, Bogdan. Just Tom. What? Just Bogdan.
Your eyes.
Are you okay?
My eyes?
All right, 5 minutes is up.
My mouth?
Your mouth.
You can't tell him what's going on. Okay. He just has to integrate.
Are you okay? Here.
My God, I'm so
squirt
sorry.
Squirt into this. Squirt into this.
Squirt into that.
Quick, I've already used all the forks. It's fine.
Ugh.
It's okay. Work it through.
I'm in.
A bunch of birds circle around over top of you.
Oh,
we've spotted someone coming to the village, and it looks like they've brought a squirt bag full of the berries produce.
Oh, he got into the bag entirely.
Yes, the birds fly off. We must tell Gravenmore.
Listen, I think we should follow them, but we can't be seen. I'm going to summon a bunch of teen girls. They're really good at integrating themselves, and they can follow the birds and maybe take some pictures and text me.
Cool. Do they just look around?
Yeah. I got a 3.
I got an 8. You summon...
This dice rolling system is clearly flawed.
You summon 4 teenagers, 3 of which are girls, and 1 of which is a dude who just doesn't like you. Ugh. In fact, it's your younger brother who's much less attractive than you.
Hey, Greg.
Oh, hey.
You hanging out with these girls, or...
Yeah, well, one of them is my girlfriend.
Oh, amazing. That's great. Listen, we need you guys to follow that cluster of birds and try to find out where the Bird King is.
Oh, you want to put me in danger for your own...
No,
No,
I just mean, like, you can blend in. You can put on these cloaks or whatever.
Why would I blend in? Why? Because I'm normal looking and not a god like you?
Sorry, guys.
Wait, Cody, if you send your brother with his girlfriend, that will really cloud his judgment when we need him to be following those birds very closely.
Well, fine. Your girlfriend stays here with us. You go with these other two.
What, are you threatening me now?
Okay, yeah, I am.
Oh, Jackie, Pam, Sarah, I'm going to have to leave you guys behind as I head off to follow birds. No reason why. You just want me to follow them?
Yeah, to the Bird King. Fucking listen. Yeah,
Observe them. Observe the king.
Text me some pictures. Murder the king so that the rules of the sea are stabilized.
It'd be great if you could just murder the king.
You want me to murder someone?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We've got this idol that's going to affect his flying.
Are you going to give me the idol then?
No, you're going to go follow and tell us where to go.
What is this idol?
Have you not been paying attention?
I had a major hearing loss at slash dance party. Seemed like a lot of things were happening.
Oh, fuck. All right,
he's
fine.
Having time
but if you, if I go, can you let me be in one of your videos?
Yeah, of course. We're doing these comedy videos.
Oh, cool. What are they about?
They're kind of, well, I skateboard and then I kind of prank people.
Look, do you want me to go look for the birds or not? I mean, this is getting a little, we're getting mired down here.
Let's just all go.
Yeah, let's all go.
So I don't have to go?
No, Greg, you have to go in front in case anything bad happens.
You have to go in front, Greg. In front.
Oh,
go walk up there
a bit.
Listen, I feel like just go up there.
All right. All right.
Sorry about him, guys.
Off I go into danger again.
He was premature. He was born prematurely.
He got a real chip on his shoulder about it?
Yeah, he didn't grow as well as me.
He's got like little hands?
If you see him, yeah, compared to the rest of them, they are small.
Ow!
Greg! Greg!
I'm being beaked!
Look at all those birds!
Beaked! Get off me!
Walk through it!
Beakers! Fucking beak bastards!
Oh, they're really pecking him.
You know what? He's a really good brother. He's done really good for me, but I think that we should just run past him right now. Let the birds focus on Greg's body, and we run to the Bird King. Okay?
Please help.
Great.
Please help.
Bye, Greg. Sorry.
Help.
Sorry, Greg.
Bye.
Please help.
They're eating his fingers like they're little worms.
Yeah.
Help. Oh,
little
my God. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
You know, when I was born, there was a runt in my litter, and we all ate it.
I mean, I think that's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.
You arrive at the walls of North Shoresburg. It is guarded by... 2 birds standing there wearing armor, holding spears.
Hey, look, birds.
Armored birds.
I'm really good at biting birds. You want me to try? I guess last time it caught us in a lot of trouble.
No, it's okay, Tabitha. If you're good at catching mice, you're probably good at catching birds, too.
You see a disgruntled human who's kicking the ground and saying, Consarnit! I can't get into the damn bird place, sell my wares, trying to earn a living. The birds are like, oh, you can't get in. I'm trying to get in.
What kind of wares do you sell?
Oh, customers. He turns around. He's like, I've got more wonderful things in my pack than you've got brain cells. I'm talking pack full of stuff. Why, I've got soap that'll clean your mind. Oh. I've got a spoon that you can use to lift a cab. I've got something for everybody. I've got a kind of rice that turns your friends into frenemies.
Frankly, this man seems very unhelpful.
Oh, I know what you need. Why, you need this pair of glasses. That'll make everything look real sharp and distinct for you. Well, they're not just any kind of glasses, though. They make everything look really objective and neutral.
Ooh, yeah.
I have a request.
Yeah.
Do you have any moleskin? This truss is really starting to chafe my testicles.
Molson? Why, I've got 2 4s of Molson, 12 packs of Molson,
no,
6
moleskin.
Packs of
Molson.
No,
moleskin.
He said moleskin.
You
know,
like you'd use for like a blister?
Well, I've never mispronounced Molson like that before, but boy, I'm willing to sell you just about anything. Oh. The problem is, all my stuff is inside the city, and I'm stuck on the outside, turfed out by these bird bastards.
Why won't they let you in?
Because I pooped in the queen.
You pooped in the queen?
I was trying to poop beside the queen. I closed my eyes and I put my bum where I thought the queen's mouth wasn't. And I plopped.
In her mouth?
She
ate it?
Did
she eat it?
What was she doing at this time?
There's actually a surprising amount of nutrients
nagging.
In poo, so that was probably pretty healthy for her.
The queen was nagging, you pooped right into her mouth.
Yes, but it was an accident. The queen was nagging because it's what queens do. And then also, there's like a kind of toilet hole right next to her head.
This is how they operate.
Seems reasonable they banished you.
It's where the only toilet is in town, is right next to the queen's open mouth.
God, this bird king's running a messed up place. I hate it here.
Guess they are birds. I hear they only have one hole for all the business.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep, one hole in the center of town, where the courts are, where the mayor lives.
And what about the king?
Oh, the king, he lives in the tower.
This North Shoreburg place is a real fucked up hole.
Wait, I need to clarify something.
And
there's a hole in the place, or the birds have one hole?
Well, birds generally have one.
You're referring to a cloaca.
Yes, a cloaca. But I like this hole in the middle of town, too.
Yeah, where all their business goes down.
Okay.
That's where my stuff is. And if I can get that stuff, I could probably give you guys all the things you could possibly dream of that might be useful to you. All I need is one of your corpses, and I think I can find a way in.
Wait, why?
Corpses?
Well,
I think his brother's probably dead. We could get that corpse.
No.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well,
a fresh corpse. Fresh corpse for the man with the bag. That's what they say around these parts.
I think we've gotten all the information we need out of this guy. I'm going to bite him.
Do you know how to get in?
Yep, I float.
And everyone else?
I'll let them in. I'll open the door.
It's guarded.
I'm from the inside. I'll bite all the birds.
It's guarded from everywhere.
Biting all the birds.
It's good to have this witch on our side.
I'm going a crazy bird bite frenzy. I hope I get a high one. I got 9.
Oh, good. Okay. So you successfully frustrate this salesman who wants one dead person to show you or to help himself get in and you guys with him. Instead, you float up away from him as you see him pull out a sickle, long sickle knife and say, I don't need you. You can't get a corpse out of a ghost. Thank you for not being able to defend your friends.
I got a 9.
I know. You successfully floated up and start biting birds. But unfortunately, it leaves your 3 friends unprotected.
Remarkable how she doesn't float on a diagonal.
Just up in front ways.
The birds start surrounding you, trying to bite back, but they're unsuccessful as your body is not fully material, except for your teeth. Sort of like flying dentures with like a bag hanging behind it. This is what you look like.
We're getting bitten by a biter. A biter? We haven't seen one in these lands for 1,000 years.
Bring the biter down.
What? Using what? Maybe the queen. I mean, we could ask her for some of the poop.
I hear people poo in her mouth.
Oh, she's insulted the queen. Quick, bring her down. They cast a net over top of you, which somehow catches spectral things.
Oh, God.
It brings you down to the ground slowly as they pull you down and squish you flat against the ground.
Tabitha,
how do you know what's happening on the other side of the wall?
So you think you can talk about dumping in the queen, huh? Open her mouth.
It was just a gossip I heard.
I have a gossip for you. A beautiful white gossip. Open up.
They're putting their cloacas near my mouth.
What'll
come
out? I can
hear she's in trouble.
An egg? A poo? What? Nobody knows. We don't even check.
it was a mixture of pee and poo.
A big ostrich squats over you and is like, this is gonna be super nice. He hunkers down and he's like,
No!
A big ostrich egg covered in feces and blood pops into your mouth and begins suffocating you.
Envelope open.
Transpositio mentis.
In Transpositio mentis, one player switches bodies with another player. They then must play as the other character.
Well, okay, I'm going to pick Daryl.
Oh,
Hootarooney.
Oh, okay. Man.
No, but you get to survive.
I'm choking on a shit egg.
He's choking
right
on
now.
A shit egg.
He's had a rough day, this guy.
He doesn't necessarily get to survive.
The same. They stay where they are.
But I feel like after the car left, you didn't have that much to do.
I know, yeah.
Fortunately,
it left right away, too. I had so much knowledge set up about Subarus, like a whole fucking page of stats.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Well, I'll have to know them.
Now you're going to die for sure, so you have no option but to use an envelope.
Oh,
this is a classic double envelope.
I'm very confused. So I'm him. I'm like, give me a Subaru.
Yeah, you're out here.
Okay, I'm out the other side of the walls.
Yeah,
okay.
With a guy and a knife you.
Can I just take a moment to kind of be choking on this egg?
Yeah, take all the time you need with it. It's a deuce. It's a big old...
Oh, that's horrible.
Look at this stupid baby. Look at this dumb baby.
You can hear
I wish
them.
I had my forester to go over there and save her.
Envelope open.
Okay, my envelope says the sage of 416-55.
Get out your phone.
Answers.
Get out your phone.
Okay.
Call this
it's
person.
It's
going
to be long distance for me.
Hello?
Hi, I'm in a bit of a pickle, and I need your advice. I am a cat ghost, half cat ghost, and I'm in a situation where a big ostrich is shitting an
you're cutting out a bit.
Yeah, I'm in a pickle. I'm actually a Subaru Forester enthusiast, and I have a big bird pooping an egg in my mouth, and I need your advice on how to get out of this. I know this sounds wild. But if you have any ideas, I would love...
You're a Subaru Forester enthusiast.
Whose brain has been transplanted into a half-cat, half-ghost, half-witch. Mm-hmm. Who is in a bird palace with an ostrich shitting a shit blood egg into my mouth that is choking me.
The bird is shitting the blood egg into your mouth.
And all my friends are on the other side of the wall, and it's a guarded door.
What the hell is the delay? Hurry up!
All right. What I would suggest is stick some toilet paper in your mouth.
Yes.
And then that'll collect the blood egg.
Beautiful.
And then wrap that up, chuck it at your friends just to be like, hey, screw you.
Over the wall, definitely.
Over the wall, and then... They may find something in the egg that might help them.
Oh.
Might help them get you out.
You are an amazing person. I really appreciate this.
My pleasure. Elena. Okay.
Should I get your name? What?
Sure. My name is Terry.
Terry. Thank you, Terry.
No problem.
Okay. Have a great day, all right?
You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The sage was so helpful.
That was the first time anyone's had anything remotely helpful to say. Okay, do you want to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course
toilet
I do.
Paper in your mouth.
Great. You find the bag of the merchant very close at hand, within arm's reach. Reach into it and find a bunch of crap, but most specifically toilet paper from World War II, still unused. World War II also happened here. Little known fact. You pop it in your mouth and you pull out the bloody egg.
And then I toss it over the wall.
First of all, the ostrich is like, I bet he's still choking on it, but I refuse to check, as is our custom. And they all walk away. The egg flies over the wall.
There's something up there.
I got it.
Does it have all-wheel drive?
It lands on the head of the merchant outside. He drops his knife on the ground, and the egg cracks. And what comes out of the egg is a baby Subaru.
Are you my daddy?
Yeah, I'm your dad. I'm your dad. I love you, and I'm sorry I didn't say it every single moment we were together.
Climb inside me.
Oh, you're so tight. I mean small. I meant small. I'm sorry. I'm very emotional right now. I got carried away.
It stretches to accommodate you.
I knew it.
Oh. Some blood. And then, fuck. And then, uses its all-wheel drive and its off-road drive to drive off the road and onto the wall, driving up the wall, stopping partway and saying,
anyone need a lift?
Guys, I will tell you that what you lose in fuel economy is completely worth it for the all-wheel drive. The safety is just amazing, and look at it, it's going right up a wall.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm absolutely
two,
in.
Two grappling hooks drop down, and they have little footholds.
Muscle into this cotton interior.
They drive up over the wall and drives down the other side.
Anyone Excuse want me. Their seat warmers turned on?
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
I haven't developed those yet. I haven't gone through puberty.
Oh, you.
But if you give me the right berries, I can go through puberty early.
I got these berries that are puked up. Let me smear them on the back of these seats.
Hormone therapy! Oh, girl. Oh, yum!
Oh, that's more like it. Oh, yeah.
Aren't foresters the best?
Wow. Let's go for a drive.
They're all a little like Nicholson.
Daryl, are you getting aroused?
No.
That's weird.
Daryl, I know that look.
No, you don't. Can I have a textbook?
Yeah, of course.
You're Here. Already wearing a truss.
I just wanted to put a textbook on my lap.
Now I get it.
Thanks.
I thought you were just making a nerd joke. You are a nerd, so you needed a quick textbook.
All right, let's go drive around. You need to go anywhere?
Yeah, we need to go get Tabitha.
You're right. Is this Tabitha?
Yeah,
here she is down the hall.
Hey, guys. Oh, you got a car again, Daryl. You must be so happy.
I am. I'm telling you, this truss needs some moleskin underneath it right about now. Never did get that from the merchant, did we?
Let's go and get this Bird King, shall we?
Yes. Get in.
Where's your Bird King problem?
It's in the tower.
He'd be in the tower.
Okay. Everyone buckle up. This one's going to be fast.
Oh, everyone buckle up. Hey, Tabitha, you still have that idol?
Yes, I do.
What idol?
Even I know about the idol, well, and I was up. Inside an ostrich's cloaca when it happened.
The Subaru revs up its engines with the brakes still on. Is that how it works? You just, like, make the wheels spin? I don't know how that works. And then
it's not a standard transmission. You can't do that.
You can do whatever the fuck you want.
I guess you'd be in neutral flooring.
Flooring in neutral.
Here goes nada.
He puts it in drive. He puts himself in drive, and because he's brand new and doesn't really know how to drive yet,
Foresters.
He shoots forward as fast as he possibly can into a lamp post.
Cody, are you okay?
Yeah, it's okay.
I can't see. I'm cold. I can't see.
Not again.
Oh, there's only one way to save me. The Bird King's feathers are magic. They'll turn me back into a not dead Subaru. Oh,
we're not gonna watch this happen to you again, Daryl. It's gonna be
another
fine.
Sub.
Seeing the Subaru in such distress gives you a really, really, really full bladder immediately, and you have to find a toilet. But there's only one toilet in town.
Ah, I gotta piss. Listen, I'm gonna go quickly to that hole near the Queen's mouth. You guys just check out this tower. Ow.
As you run off towards the big hologram of the toilet that is circling in the sky above a strange domed room, which just has a queen lying on her back with her mouth open, nagging the air. Oh, and when are you going to lower the temperature with the cool breeze? Jeez Louise, air. Oh, look, here comes someone else. When are you going to pee? Can you just pee already?
I'm peeing.
The pee splashes all around because you have some kind of deformed penis. And the pee stream splits everywhere and it gets in the queen's mouth and eyes. And all over her silk garments.
I'm sorry.
Oh, guards.
I can't stop.
Guards! The two guards come in.
Get off me!
And they have two big cucumbers. And they're like, you know what happens with these cucumbers?
What?
We tap you with them until you climb in the toilet.
That tap, doesn't sound so bad.
Tap.
Stop.
Tap.
Hey.
Tap.
Quit it.
Climb in.
Climb in.
Tap. Oh, you can't climb in? Well, I guess I'll just lie here with my mouth open till you do it. Tap, tap, tap.
I guess I'll go in.
Automatically, yeah, 1 foot climbs into the toilet. Oh, feel that? Tap, tap, tap. Feel
it's
that?
Everyone's. It's everyone's everything. Oh, it's
tap,
hot.
Tap, tap. There's a lot of eggs in there, too, that are rotted and are broken.
All these blood eggs.
Because they never check. They just sit down and they whatever comes out, comes out. There are a lot of birds in this town trying to hatch turds, I guess.
Ow, it's up to my pecs.
It gets up to your neck and it starts to cover your mouth. Only your nose is outside the poo.
Envelope open.
Mind Link.
Oh, this is my favorite one. In Mind Link, one player is given a sheet of questions and the other player is given a sheet of corresponding answers. Both of them listen to music in their earphones so that they cannot hear one another speak. When one player asks a question, the other player must answer the question without knowing what it is. If the question and answer match, they have successfully completed a Mind Link. Two Mind Links are necessary to survive. Go!
What keeps slugs moist?
Piles of human feces.
What does Garfield always want to eat?
Legal marijuana.
What makes corporations successful and evil at the same time?
Ruthless efficiency and preoccupation with unending profit.
Couldn't agree more.
Aside from the sun, what do vampires fear?
Thick mucus.
What is Shirley Manson?
Lasagna.
What is the source of penicillin?
The lead singer of Garbage.
What was the Sphinx buried in for over 1,000 years?
Ragweed.
What is the common name for the divine Miss S? M.
Egyptian sand.
What causes cholera?
Moldy bread.
What is the common name for Ambrosia artemisifolia?
Holy water and crucifixes.
What do stoners want more than anything?
Bette Midler.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, you unfortunately only got one
mind link. Oh, shit.
As the mind link fails, you fail to alert everyone else to the danger that you're in. You sink deeper into the poo. It goes only halfway up your open eyeballs, so you can see half the top and half inside the poo, and eggs and urine and other things. You begin to suffocate and unfortunately pass on into the next life. So you guys are remaining. You get to the tower, and at the base of the tower is an escalator, which takes you right to the top.
Okay.
I'm just going to float above it.
Unfortunately, all around the tower are curved awnings, which are impenetrable to ghosts.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Oh, hard to navigate this! Ow! Ooh.
Tabitha, there's a nice escalator inside the tower. Just join us on the escalator.
Yeah, why do you have to be too much all the time?
You get to the top, and there is just an open door, and inside is a bird with his wings folded behind his back as he gazes at a crystal of some kind.
Forrester!
Who called my name?
Your name is Forrester?
Yes, Forrester's the last name. The first name rhymes with the Yuguru.
Subaru Forrester is your name?
Oh, no, Suguru. Suguru Forrester.
Sugaru?
Suguru.
Suguru?
Yeah, like the car.
That's not
like the car, but different.
No, a little what sweeter, do you mean? Maybe.
Suguru yes.
Yeah.
Suguru Forester, what? You've never driven one? They're incredible.
It's called a Subaru, and I wouldn't mispronounce things around my friend.
They are called a Suguru.
If you don't tighten up, I'm going to kick your butt ass.
This butt ass? He turns around and bends over and pulls apart his butt cheeks to show you into his cloaca. Inside the cloaca is a brilliant shimmering light, and as it shoots out and it melts your head, as you fall to the ground dead. What butt ass? A second mouth appears in your throat, which allows you to speak as your body drains of life.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You've been ruling with such a shitty way, following only the poo coming from you.
Envelope open.
Pull this out, says flattery attack.
Oh, the only way to save yourself is to flatter the Bird King using only terminology that accurately describes the first time you had sex.
Listen, Bird King, you're quick. I'll give you that. You're quick on your feet, and you've been very quiet. And I appreciate that. And
appreciate that.
You're surprisingly loving. I can tell that as well.
Oh. And, glad you noticed.
And also, I can tell you've been around me longer than I realize.
Oh.
And what?
I'm trying to picture how that makes any sense.
You're surprisingly pleasant. But
surprisingly?
Well, I didn't think I was going to like you. You're a king. I hate kings.
Oh.
Doing my best here. I don't have a brain. Speaking from my throat.
Speaking from the throat means speaking from the heart. I take your compliments under consideration and will file a report with our town ombudsman to see if I accept them or not. If only we had an ombudsman. Oh, our last ombudsman was killed. I'd hire any ombudsman who walked through the door.
Well, I don't have a head, but I'd ombuds your man.
Hired. Now, what do I do with the rest of you guys?
Quick, Tabitha, while the cloaca's open, shove the idol up it.
Okay, here I go. Just gonna put this idol right up the butt. Oop.
The idol goes in the butt and you evaporate from the butt light.
That's what that idol does.
But a feather falls off the chest of the Bird King, revealing that he has no skin or rib cage directly over his heart. It was covered exclusively by a single feather.
Give me that feather. I need it to fix my Subaru.
And you take the feather.
Yeah.
You're just going to let the Bird King live?
Well, I'm cool with the Bird King living because now I'm going to help it reestablish like more of a democratic.
I'll give you the job, governance. Provided you kill the Subaru dude. Suguru?
You
Subaru.
Already hired?
Yeah, well. These are the shady practices I want you to fix.
Don't kill me. All I need is this feather and a forester and the open road.
Job is yours, and then we can reshape the sea in our image.
What would be fair? I love this man. We've had a great time together. I've also revealed more than I meant to this king. Yeah, fuck you, king. You're still a king. You can't truly have a monarchy, even a puppet monarchy that's just a cover for a democrat. Oh, my God.
Democratic!
Eat spinning justice, king.
Aww.
And I run at the king, and with the power of my truss, I grab both of his wings and rip him in half.
Your testicles remain intact. Great. No, your intestines remain within your abdominal cavity. Those are my main wings.
I thought I ripped you in half.
Oh, I thought you ripped only the wings off.
No, I rip him right in half, right down the middle of the ribcage.
And I've been shredding you up with this sweet spinning
weapon. Am I dead?
You've evaporated.
Okay, all right.
So I guess the fact that his heart is just beating out into the air, not worth attacking, rip him in half instead. I like that style. I'm just like, screw the easy out.
I didn't know it was an easy out to just get his heart.
You just had to like rub it and he would have gotten an infection and died.
Oh, anyway. It would take too long.
Yeah. Mom, Bird's dying. Bur avian flu. There's the comment. That's all I'm talking about. Anyway, so the bird king splits in half. The crystal in his butt and the crystal that he was staring at float up together, and you hear them have this conversation. You've been freed from inside the butt. Yes, my love, now the two of us can rejoin the whales and administer justly. They kiss each other, both growing long sort of tubes with lips at the end. They combine and spin around like a little devil's wheel. Is that what you guys call them? Catherine wheel. And then they zip out into the ocean, plunge into the ocean, and the ocean evaporates with steam. And at the bottom is a boat, fully manned. And hundreds of dead whales. Hundreds and hundreds of dead whales laying at the bottom. The boat crew turns a big crank and pulls a big lever, and a flashing light on the top of the main mast sucks you out of the romper room afterlife and back to the prow of the ship. You become the masthead. Stuck at the front.
This is a rightful place to be. How are you, boys?
Yo-ho.
The Macklemore sails again.
Your brother becomes the butt of the ship, just his legs and butt hanging off the bat. Oh, great. Second banana again. And the rest of you guys are kind of all dead. Not you.
Oh, I take my feathers back to my forester and just go on a camping trip.
I think I'm the only one who's dead.
Well, stay and rule the from afar the bird kingdom, which becomes a bird... like well-ruled bureaucratic state. Many checks and balances.
Much like the Soviets.
And I go to a Subaru enthusiast convention outside of Tempe, Arizona.
And someone offers to install a new air conditioning unit, which is not standard, but which runs at a better efficiency and keeps the car cooler.
That's great, because when I'm on the highway, I like to keep the windows closed for better fuel efficiency.
Yeah.
There you go. So I guess that's about it,
guys. I'm just glowing over here.
You guys, congratulations for those of you who survived with even without heads, and for those of you who have become wood. You mostly made it in some fashion, and that is the end of the adventure.
Yay!
I died.
Yeah, you had your body stolen from you, and then you evaporated.
Right. But death is not that permanent.
I mean, I am half ghost anyway, so yeah, I guess probably just
cat heaven is in the toilet. Next to the queen. So that's what happens to you.
Heaven is in the toilet.
Heaven is in the toilet. Okay, congratulations, everybody. Once again, thank you to Becky Johnson, Devin McKenzie, Tom Hill, and Kayla Lorette. Shout out to Mark McKinney. And who
and
else?
And Neil Young and Daryl Hannah.
Brent Butt on the Moon.
And Brent Butt on the Moon.
The donkey on our quarter.
And the donkey on the quarter. All right, everyone. Keep the faith. Thank you for listening to Party of Four. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.